This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. All right, 7 and a half the hour now. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, presented to you as a public service by Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. How about that? We are such public service-minded folks. We're here to help you understand what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. That's what Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk industry, is all about. So every week, the employees at Talkers do the surveys, come up with the 10 top stories of the week, and the people who have been most discussed as well, and some of them are disgusting. We discuss a lot of disgusting people, and it happens. And the people list, there are a couple of disgusting people, which we can discuss, Michael, if we have the opportunity to do it. Maybe we have a subset of the program called Discussing Disgusting.
Wow, you have really taken the word disgust into a whole new realm. Let's do it. At number 10, we have Taylor Swift and the NFL. That's the 10th most talked about story on talk radio this past week. At number 9, crime and homelessness. At number 8, the strikes of the UAW and the Kaiser Permanente employees. At 7, we have the economy and financial markets. We have Hunter Biden's weapons charges at number 6. At number 5, U.S. aid for Ukraine. At number 4, the U.S. migrant crisis and the idea now of a border wall, which is being supported by Biden. At number 3, 2024 presidential race. Trump's legal battles at number 2. And the big story, of course, is McCarthy ousted as speaker. On the People Survey, we have Taylor Swift at number 10. At number 9, the GOP presidential candidates. At number 8, Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein. Hunter Biden's at 7. Letitia James and Arthur Engoron at number 6. Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise at number 5. Matt Gaetz at 4. Donald Trump at 3. Joe Biden at 2. And Kevin McCarthy at 1. And that is a moving picture, a snapshot of something that's in constant change.
All right, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. What happened to you? Like suddenly turned into a digitized bunch of noise. It scared the heck out of me.
Yes. Did it. But you, being the professional that you are.
I thought maybe it was the AI version of you that you've been known to use occasionally.
Well, we have those standing by. Maybe we'll need them depending on what else happens with the fabulous world of technology that we find ourselves intertwined with. We survive at the whims of the people who run the technological world. So,
yeah, I know.
It's anyway, having
fragile.
Said...
Very fragile.
Yeah, it really is, yeah. Okay, so I know you're a football fan, so I thought we'd take a moment to have you reflect on Dick Butkus, who passed away. He's not part of the countdown. I want to get to some of the people on the list, but I thought I'd give you a moment because I figure that this is somebody that you followed as a big football fan, somebody who's a real character, interesting personality, and the thought of dying at the age of 80, kind of anathema for you and me at our present age. But you think about what some of these football players, you know, we all think that football players are rough and tough and they're strong and they'll last forever. But in fact, that tends to not be the case at all. So 80's pretty young. But I think everybody knew who this guy was, don't you think, even if you weren't a football fan?
I don't know. I don't know what people know. He's from an era that's receding over the horizon as time marches on. I remember once being very excited by the idea that I ran into him. I didn't talk to him, but I ran into him in a waiting area at an airport, which was interesting. But I guess Dick Butkus is one of the greatest Chicago Bears ever to play football.
Yeah.
And the Chicago Bears, they won their first game the other night in over a year, I think. They've really fallen on hard times. And the people in Chicago are long-suffering, as they say, about fans who, you know, have a team that doesn't win, but they love the team and has great history. But the Bears stand for toughness. Remember Refrigerator Perry and the 1986 Super Bowl Bears that were just monsters. And Butkus represented that image of the Chicago Bears, big, tough guys, and that's what he was, and he's one of the great players. I don't know how many people know him nowadays. I don't make those assumptions. Yeah, don't you find that to be the case?
Yeah, sometimes. I think we talk about we, because they're relative to us, and most of the people that listen to our to us on the radio, this category, if you will, this format, are folks who are more mature, 40s and 50s, and so most people would know Butkus, who I think are that age. But then we look at the universality of Taylor Swift, who is at number 10, both on the story list and the people list. Let's get to talking about her and what that's all about right after this.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights. Here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods. Here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we are realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all. Here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Oh, O'Reilly! It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab your trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
On the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on Taylor Swift, you have noted, or the folks that put these lists together, Michael, that Taylor Swift and what she brings to the NFL isn't being able to play football, but she apparently can attract an audience. As a matter of fact, this is the whole Swifty thing. Heinz this week announced that they were releasing a new sauce inspired by Taylor Swift. This is the whole business of what's on the internet on social media. We were talking about the Chicago Bears and winning. She was there with her boyfriend at the stadium, and the cameramen were just, they kept going back to her. It attracted, 4 million more women to watching the game. I'm guessing you may have watched the game because you love it. So here, Taylor Swift is eating a piece of chicken with ketchup on it, and so Heinz comes out immediately with a new sauce on a post that has been viewed now 32 million times, announcing this new ketchup that is, I don't know whether it's called the Swifty sauce or what the heck it is, but are we crazy or what?
We're not crazy. Maybe a lot of people are. But, hey, young girls used to scream for the Beatles and years before that for Elvis Presley. What this means is that Taylor Swift is the next big thing that we always talked about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going to follow the Beatles or what's the new Elvis Presley? Finally, it's becoming apparent that this woman is the top figure in show business today, and certainly at the top of the music industry on a level we have not seen in decades. And she is so powerful and so popular that her presence in the NFL universe as the girlfriend of a football player named Travis Kelce, who's a member of the Super Bowl Kansas City Chiefs, her presence, you know, in the owner's box or wherever she's sitting has significantly affected the ratings of the last last two programs.
Yeah.
Sunday Night Football, which had the New York Jets against the Kansas City Chiefs, had a tremendous boost in ratings with a very unlikely demographic for football, and the NFL just loves it.
Mm-hmm.
The football player, Travis Kelce, he's a good player and a good team, but he certainly wasn't a superstar that everybody knows about. I hadn't really thought much about him. His merchandise has gone through the roof. Now, two of the areas that the NFL makes a ton of its money is television ratings and merchandise. So they'd love it if Taylor Swift would come and
go to every game.
You know, she truly is the first major National Football League cheerleader. And it's very interesting, her phenomenon, because this is the first time that young teenage girls have flocked to a female rock star or music star. I don't know if the word rock star matters anymore because there's so many kinds of popular music today that don't call themselves rock. It's pop. She's a pop star. And the girls, the young women who are predominantly her audience love her. And it says something about female empowerment and the nature of gender relations here in the first quarter of the 21st century. That's what I think. I think there's a lot of sociological stuff that can be drawn from the Taylor Swift phenomenon.
Mm. And Heinz has come up with a ketchup that's mixed with ranch dressing, because apparently the chicken she was eating in the skybox, she mixed ketchup. Somebody's watching this that closely. She mixed ketchup with ranch dressing on her chicken. So immediately this week, Heinz comes out with a new ketchup that's mixed with ranch dressing. It's just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, I suppose it's pretty smart to do this because among all the other things, the Swifties will go out and buy the stuff. There's only supposed to be 100 bottles of this that's been released this week. But who the heck, you know, what the heck?
Well, I mean, this is funny. Look at how people attach value to things that have no real utilitarian function based upon, you know, when the Beatles first broke in the United States and they came to New York during the first wave of Beatlemania, the hotel where they were sleeping grabbed all the sheets that they slept on, and some entrepreneurs cut them up into little pieces, and they were selling them to the fans at, you know, Ringo slept on this sheet.
Right. And,
yeah. So it's part of the nature of society that we give such value to things that really are, you know, cultural, as opposed to having any kind of rarity, or, you know, it's not like gold or money.
All right, okay. So I'm going to run something by you and we continue in a few moments. There's a conspiracy theory attached to all of this, the Swift stuff and other things that seem to be distracting us from the real issues of the day. Let's see what you think about that theory as we continue with Michael. I'm Doug Steffen.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with Doug Steffen from the Good Day program. We've been doing this for quite a long time. We like getting together every week to discuss the issues of the day, the things that people are talking about, things that matter on News Talk Radio. So here we have at number 8, the problems with strikes. There are rumors, the fellow that I have, probably the best-known car reporter now since Click and Clack, is a guy named Nick Miles, who says that the UAW behind the scenes is trying to settle, or at least they're close to a settlement, but they seem to have made it clear they don't care whether the strike goes on for another month or two, because they got plenty of cars out and they don't want to pay. It's great for their bottom line if they have to pay people to make cars, which seems kind of a cynical way to look at it. But I suppose when the people say business is business, Michael, what do you? And then there's the Kaiser Permanente strike. 75,000 healthcare workers are on strike as we speak, as we do this program at the end of the week at Kaiser Permanente. And so who's getting how? I'd be more interested in how people that belong to their network are getting treated if all these workers are on strike.
Well, I don't know. I have no idea how that works. I do know, though, from a broad strokes perspective, there's labor unrest in the United States.
Why do you think that is?
It has to do with the economy. It has to do with the disparity between those who have and those who have not. The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. And
is that really true, or is that just some slogan?
It's a true slogan.
A true slogan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, don't you think that people are struggling? Don't you think that the average person, the average person in the middle class, is having a tougher and tougher time making ends meet while the billionaires and the major corporations are pocketing tons of money in profit and it's not getting to the worker? Don't you see that? Don't you see that?
No, I guess I don't see it that way at all, frankly.
I know you don't. And that's, why I'm providing an alternative, a bit of a counterpoint to your narrative, which is, union workers are causing trouble. They're making it tough on the big companies to make a living.
No, I'm not sure that's my attitude anymore. I'm not sure.
Well, what is your attitude?
That's the way I feel. What I think, well, the two things that we're bringing into the conversation, what really is happening and what people think is happening. And the whole business about unionism and its ups and downs and what they want and what they get and what happens to people who are on the picket line for longer than a week, that's one issue. The rich getting richer doesn't necessarily mean that they're taking the money out of the mouths of babes.
Well, but that's what
people think.
Well, that's what people think because the money that comes into these companies is a finite amount of wealth and money, and how it's divvied up is the issue.
Mm. So how should it be divvied up? You're Jeff Bezos, and you came up with the idea for Amazon. The guy who works delivering in the truck didn't come up with the idea. He's just working slug for $20 an hour.
So he's a low-life, unimportant human being because he can be replaced by somebody else. And the guy that came up with the idea and uses the public roads and uses the public media and uses the infrastructure and the electricity and the laws to help them operate and protect them and all the other stuff, they have no obligation to humanity.
I didn't say that. But you did a good job there of doing what good talk radio people do, and that's
right.
Pick it apart and twist it around, and but that really isn't what I'm saying. I think all sides deserve more, and it's how we get there. I guess that is the
that the billionaires deserve more.
No, I didn't say that. I just said that it's 28 past the hour, and this is a countdown.
Belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is waiving federal laws to allow border wall construction in Texas in an about-face, claiming for years the U.S.-Mexico border is secure. The Department of Homeland Security announced wall construction in South Texas due to high illegal entry. The move comes as a surge of migrants is straining federal and local resources, with millions of illegal immigrants infiltrating the United States under President Biden's watch. The Draconids meteor shower will be starting up tonight and peaking on Sunday and Monday nights. Good news, the moon will be in its new moon phase, so the skies will be darker. Originating from the Draco constellation, the Draconids have on occasion given birth to meteor storms, showering the night with tens of thousands of streaks across the sky. However, such a spectacular event has not occurred since 1946. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We do this program because there's an urgency every week. We need to find out what really is going on in the news talk radio business. And so that's what we're doing here, going through the list, talking about some of the stories, the impact. So I mentioned a conspiracy theory that seems to be making the rounds. And I'm going to lay it on you. You've probably already heard it, but I would like to have your thoughts on all of these things. Look at the story list this week. We have Taylor Swift, right? We have Hunter Biden. We have Trump's legal battles. And you can pick and choose any number, depending on what your head is telling you, that are distractions from the reality of what's going on. The reality of what we were talking about regarding prices that people pay for things, what's going on in the economy. That's number 7 this week, by the way, on the story list. But the things that affect us are not the things that seem to be in the main being discussed, things that have no real consequence on our everyday lives. Certainly the economy does, the crime issue does, but what does Taylor Swift have to do with how we live? And Donald Trump and other people who are on this list, who even knows who Letitia James is really, and is that important to most people? The stuff that's being brought about, it kind of reminds me of an Alex Jones show. There's a lot of stuff. But if you look at what's going on over there, so you won't look at what's going on over there. And so we have this, I believe, a conspiracy of thought among major newspaper publishers, major networks, radio and television, to distract us from what the real issues are. And then Michael was going to say, well, what are the real issues? It's a pretty good question.
I find this more of an interesting psychological profile of Doug Steffen in terms of your difficulty in, and I'm not saying this as a
don't
criticism.
Apologize for a bit. No, just go ahead.
You have difficulty in bringing all of the different elements together in the focus of your mind. We have 10 issues here. We have crime and homelessness on it. We have strikes on it. We have the economy and the financial markets. We have international issues, the U.S. aid to Ukraine, the migrant problem, the border wall, the presidential race, the legal battles of a former president who wants to be the next president, a unprecedented situation in the House of Representatives due to the polarization of politics in America with McCarthy. Yes, Hunter Biden weapons charges may not be the most important thing, and Taylor Swift comes under the world of entertainment, but big business. I think this is an incredible diversity of information that is part of the human condition in America in 2023, as reflected on the medium of news talk radio. You always remind me when you talk like this of Casey Kasem doing American Top 40. And he goes, okay, it's time now for the number 5 song. Why is this song still on the list? Why are people listening to this? Don't they realize that there's classical music? Don't they realize that there's, Tony Bennett? How come we haven't heard him? In other words, this is the top stuff.
This is not a criticism of anything.
No, it is. It's a criticism of the news talk media. I'm not taking it as a criticism of what we do. What we do damn well.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that Taylor Swift should not be talked about?
No.
I say she's part
of the distraction. That's what I'm saying. The real issue here is the fact that people don't have enough money, as you pointed out a little while ago, to pay their bills. And that's a real issue. The things that affect us, the health and well-being of our society, the food that we eat, the things that are being done behind the scenes by 4 corporations. You know, you always tout my American Family Farmer show where you think I have the most passion in any and all of the things that I do. You think that's the one that I do the best.
And I do.
I call out every week these 4 or 5 major corporations that control the supply of feed, of seed, of food, of drugs.
Okay.
It's all the same cabal.
So why you do that? It's on the radio. It is a subject out there. Why do you have problems balancing that on the forum that talks
because
about
I think I'm alone picture. Who I think I'm alone talking about for the most part I'm by myself talking about
that's
this.
Why I say you're doing such a great job. We should stop doing this show as of now, and we should devote it entirely to
farming. That's right. Okay, there we go. All right, so but I just want to, without being facetious, go to the next to go back to but yet go ahead, because you asked a very good question about money that people are making. It's more about what the prices are that are being charged for things, like gasoline or all the basic stuff. Who determines the price? Is it you? Is it supply and demand? I thought that was what I was taught in my economics classes, but I don't
know. Well, now you're on to something very important. It's supposed to be determined by competition and the marketplace.
But there isn't any competition anymore.
Well, that's why these SOBs that are running the whole country and pocketing all the money are the bad guys when it comes to the average schlepper who's working for them. And that's why I support the workers.
I'm not a communist.
I'm not even a liberal. I'm just simply saying to you, you're contradicting yourself. This is fun.
I do that all the time. That's what makes it fun.
Okay. Well, but the point is, I have to, for the sake of integrity and my own reputation, I have to call you out on it.
Of course.
Because the people listening to this program are smart people. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't be listening to this program if they were not smart. Intelligent people.
All right. So let's take one more piece of the pie. You're number seven this week on the countdown list. The economic realities that we're facing. And if you look at the applications for jobless benefits this week, they have been inching up. Even though layoffs are exceedingly low, lower than they've been for decades, more Americans, only a few more applied for jobless claims this week. Layoffs remain low. Labor market continues to show resiliency. And that's because of fill in the blank. Why is it? Are they getting paid more so they want to go back to work? Is it easy to get government money so they don't show up on the lists? Or are the people that have all the money being more generous, paying people more money, get them back to work?
Well, your question is rhetorical, and your question brings up some things to think about. It could be all of that. It could be some of that. If I had all the answers to these questions, I'd be another, you know, bloviating jerk on the radio thinking that because he has a microphone, he has a brain. And, you know, I'm just not going to do that.
The current situation on talk radio does belie that fact in certain circumstances. That's for sure. All right. Let's talk about Trump endorsing Jim Jordan for House Speaker. Jim Jordan is number five on the list. He and Steve Scalise. Is it Scalise or Scalise? How do we pronounce that?
I'm not sure.
Anyway. So Scalise's got cancer and doesn't look like he'd be a great choice, even though a lot of people seem to like him. Jim Jordan is blessed by Trump. So does that mean he's the automatic victor here?
Well, Trump wants to be a kingmaker. Trump, you know, how about the thought that some people think Trump could have been appointed as the Speaker of the House?
That's the weirdest thing.
Which it yet could happen. You don't have to be a Congress.
No, you don't.
And to do that. Yeah. But so what is your question? Is Jim Jordan a shoo-in because of Trump's endorsement?
Yeah, you can interpret what I said that way.
Ain't that going to be interesting to find out?
Mm-hmm.
That's either another victory for Trump, which of course would throw the House into further chaos, because Jim Jordan is an extremely polarizing figure in the heart of the MAGA movement. And if he doesn't get it now, that would be a defeat for Trump in terms of the influence he has over his own party, which is in control or is out of control due to their own endeavors.
I think that's a great question brought up by number nine on the people list, the presidential candidates. They've been very quiet this week about all of this. The only one who's been making a lot of noise about it is Trump. And that's because he's inserted himself into the discussion in his usual method. And so not even the thing here's one of the conspiracy. This is a story that sort of edges into the conspiratorial wave that I was talking about. Ramaswamy was making a stop in Iowa, a political stop. I didn't see, and Jennifer Horn said this earlier on the Talk Radio Review. She does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. Nobody has talked about the fact that after Ramaswamy left the appointment that he had this past week in Iowa, his car was rammed by people who like Trump and don't like him. And the car was attacked. Let's find some coverage of that someplace. You won't find it. I dug it out of some obscure site that I use for finding things that nobody else talks about. So that's what I sort of was thinking when I said to you, well, over there, let's look over here so we don't have to look over there. That's a story that has huge implications, it seems to me. How these people are going to be afraid to go out and campaign if the Trumpers are going to go chase them around and ram their car.
Well, this is a very scary prospect, and it's what's happening. There's increased rhetoric that leads to violence, and that's being talked about. That's being talked about in terms of the whole debate from the perspective of the anti-Trumpers and the pro-Trumpers. Mm-hmm. And the anti-Trumpers are saying is that his rhetoric for a powerful person who holds sway with millions of people, many of whom are described by others as fanatic, I'm not saying they are. They're described as such. That he and the whole January 6th story is based upon this premise that we're getting into an age of dangerous rhetoric that could lead to civic violence. That's got people concerned, and it's being talked about every single day. Maybe the Ramaswamy incident didn't get the kind of coverage you thought it should, but it's just part of a bigger array of stories that people are concerned about. District attorneys being threatened, clerks being threatened
By Trump.
By Trump.
Right. Jesus. Hey. Ah. All right, I'm looking at a response. We have questions that we post every week on our Good Day Network's websites. The social media handle is at Good Day Network for everybody. One of the questions was McCarthy getting booted out. What happened? Here's a fellow named Scott who said the Democrats did not torpedo McCarthy. Gates and the Republicans did. I find that hard for somebody to actually swallow, the fact that Gates didn't bring the Democrats in and the Democrats were happy to screw up whatever they could for the Republicans. How obvious is that? And yet some people refuse because they're loyal Democrats. And it wasn't the Democrats who did it. Gates engineered it. Yeah, but they went along for the ride. Yes,
well,
no.
Well, I mean, it's common sense indicates that it is that McCarthy is no friend of the Democrats, and that this is an internal GOP problem. And because all's fair in love and war, this is political warfare. Let them all drown is the perspective of the Democrats.
Or let them eat cake, right? Let them drown.
Exactly.
All right, Michael. We've done a fine job here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman up next here on The Countdown.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly three times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is kind of morbid. I want to get out of this as fast as we can. It's item time. Item of preference at the moment is discussing film, what's in the movies, what's on TV, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We do that every day at this time with young and restless Chuck Curry, who's our movie man. This is from The Shining, correct, Chucker?
Yes.
So
like
what?
It?
No.
Never see it. I'm assuming you never saw The Shining.
That's a good assumption.
I'll tell you a quick story. Well, the reason we play that is because at the local theater that I'm involved in, nonprofit Pocono Cinema in East Strasburg, Pennsylvania, we're going to screen that movie free this Sunday at 4 p.m. Now, ask me why we're going to screen it free.
You get what you pay for. Okay, why are you doing it?
No. Because as smaller theaters have had a difficult time getting people back in the way multiplexes have post-COVID. So we get a sponsor, pays for the studio fee, and then we do it free, and we get a bigger crowd. And then the business model becomes them going to the candy stand, or cafe, as we call it, and buying popcorn soda. And that's a different – it's sort of a different type of a model for a smaller theater. We don't do that all the time, but we do it once a month. And this is the showing. And Shining came out in 1980. I did not see it in the movie theater. I screened it on the big screen about 5 years ago. And I got to tell you, I was blown away how – mesmerizing this film plays out on a big screen. Meant to be on a big screen, not on a TV set. That's my opinion.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear your opinion, Chuck.
You're welcome.
Very good. All right. Now, what are we going to be entitled to watch this weekend?
Well, there's only one wide release, which I'm sure you're first online in a sleeping bag now. Exorcist Believer, which I told you yesterday, Universal spent $400 million
right
on the rights to do three movies in this franchise, which I think they wildly overpaid. They shot this for $30 million. It's tracking at $35. It's getting very weak reviews, which is sort of surprising, just 22% on Rotten Tomatoes. Now, you might say, what do reviews matter? But if you get enough bad ones, that does start to permeate on social media, and it deters people. Some people, probably it'll reduce its tracking by at least 20%, in my opinion. That's usually what happens here.
Mm-hmm.
And the legs are not going to be good.
Not word of mouth. All right, what do you think of this? Netflix says they plan a real-life squid game in Los Angeles. So what do they do? Why would Netflix?
I have no idea. I mean, that's a bizarre show, which was very it was very popular on Netflix. So I don't know what to make of that stuff. They'll do anything to get eyeballs to watch, though, right?
Yeah. Well, then there's so much going on. So this week it was announced that with the writer's strike over, they're going back to work, and the first thing that came up was Dick Wolf and all of his procedurals, the FBI, Law and Order, the Chicago franchise. All the writers are back except for Law and Order, the one that, what's his face, is in
SUV?
Organized crime.
Okay.
That they got a problem with for whatever the reason. So, and then you look at Drew Barrymore and how the writers all quit. I understood they didn't quit. They got fired because of the things they had saying about Drew Barrymore. And
right.
They're finding new writers.
Yeah, it's probably ugly.
Yeah, but what comes of it? How much more money are they going to make? And will they recover what they lost by being on strike
I don't know much about the Drew Barrymore show, but if you're producing that show, I mean, you could do that show without writers initially.
Yeah.
I mean, she just gets up and ad-libs and does...
Right.
You know,
and interviews people.
She brings on the guests and interviews. It's not that heavy lifting where you need the severity of, you know, writers. The show can go on.
Yeah, and the show does go on.
Yes.
So, but are we going to not see, on television, we know we're not going to see any of these favorite shows.
It'll be next year.
So the movies that are in the can gets released between now and Christmas, and then what happens in the spring? Nothing until...
No, I mean, there'll be some stuff in the pipeline, but, I mean, it's going to be more sporadic. Yes, I mean, listen, it's just another blow that theater owners really shouldn't have to deal with, but they're going to.
Yeah.
And they need a consistent stream of business. And that, like I've been saying, they need studios to produce a diversification of products. We need more, you know, comedies and romantic comedies and smaller dramas. You got to get away from the fixation of doing... big popcorn movies that they want to do $1 billion. You know, I did an interview with actor Matthew Lillard, who's in Scream. He played Shaggy on Scooby-Doo. And he said, because I asked him, he said the industry's biggest issue is they have no interest in singles and doubles. They just want to hit Grand Slam home runs. And that's not a believable business model.
No, it isn't. Not at all. But it does work on television for the most part. There's stuff that you can't just have one or two episodes of a show and expect it to be a success. So I understand that thing. But movies are a lot different. All right, Chucker, thank you. We'll get box office totals from you on Monday when you're back again as we say sayonara to Chucker at 59 After on Good Day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.